Jeez.
Aziz.
Aziz, light!
Aziz, light.
Good. We start again. When the three planets are in eclipse, the black hole like a door is open. Evil comes, spreading terror and chaos. See the snake, Billy. The ultimate evil. Make sure you get the snake.
Yes, I've got your snakes. I got all the snakes. So when is this snake act supposed to occur?
Huh? Well, if this is the five, and this is the one... Every 5,000 years.
So I've got some time.
You bring them, Arthur. Good boy. I will take care of them. Go with God. Be safe from evil.
You see here these different peoples, or symbols of people, gathering together the four elements of life. Water, fire. Earth, air. Around a fifth one. A fifth element.
Forgive me, Lord. We already know too much.
Father. Yes, how are you today?
Well, very well. You have some glasses?
Of course.
Father, I'm so glad to see you. It's the most extraordinary thing. I mean, look, it's the greatest find in history.
Yes, you must be parched.
Huh? Well, oh, yes, yes, I'm sorry. I mean, it's like a battle plan. Here the good, here the evil, and here a weapon against evil. I'm going to be famous.
Then let us toast your fame.
Well, to fame. Salute. You can't drink a toast with water. With it in my sack, the grass.
Yes.
Yes, I don't understand, but this could be something prehistoric. Maybe, I don't know. What is divine light?
Aziz, light!
Much better. Thank you, Aziz. The most unbelievable thing I have ever seen. Don't you think? Are you German?
Lord, I know he was about to discover everything. But there is no worry. I was there in time.
Priest, you and those before you have served us well. But war is coming. Stone's not safe on Earth anymore.
Understand it. They are our friends.
Friends? Father, they've killed the professor. They're monsters.
I explain everything. Billy.
With them?
Look at me. Look at me. I am afraid.
No, Father.
Billy, look at me! Please, put the gun down.
No.
Billy, go!
Here is your mission now. Pass your knowledge to the next priest as it was passed on to you.
I will do as you command, but please hurry. You still have time.
Time not important, only life important.
Anything yet?
No, sir.
Not even the temperature?
The thermal analyzers have jammed. One of them shows 1,000,000 degrees, the others minus 5,000.
Let's see it.
It's taking shape.
Out of probe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Federated Territories, On air with General Stennett in 30 seconds.
Oh, I saved the seat for you, Father.
President, on the line, sir.
We're in position, Mr. President.
I'll have to address the Supreme Council in 10 minutes. Just the facts, General.
There are no results from the chemical and molecular analysis as yet. All the calibers are overshot.
We're initiating a thermonucleatic imaging.
So, what you're saying is you don't know what this is?
Not yet, sir. All we know is it just keeps getting bigger.
Documentation?
My philosophy, Mr. President, is shoot first and ask questions later. I don't like uninvited guests.
All right, then. Stetter?
Mr. President?
Yes?
Priest Vito Cornelius, expert of astral phenomena.
I have a different theory to offer you, sir.
You have 20 seconds.
Imagine for a moment that this thing is not anything that can be identified because it prefers not to be. Wherever there is life, it brings death. Because it is evil, absolute evil.
One more reason to shoot first.
Evil begets evil, Mr. President. Shooting will only make it stronger.
Probe will attain its objective in 5 seconds.
Growth rate is at 27%.
Your theory is interesting, Father, but we don't have time to go into that right now.
Time is of no importance, Mr. President. Only life is important.
You're right. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to protect the life of some 200 billion of my fellow citizens. General, you may fire when ready.
Upfront loading of a 120ZR missile. Marker lights on the objective.
Its structure has just solidified on the surface.
I think it's anticipating the attack. Anticipation denotes intelligence.
The most terrible intelligence imaginable, Mr. President.
120's loaded.
The ship is in combat formation. Missiles are loaded, Mr. President.
Stetter?
Yes, sir.
I have a doubt.
I don't, Mr. President.
Stetter. What happened? Stetter, can you hear me? Stetter. What happened, Stetter?
Did you destroy it?
I'm about to, sir.
The planet has increased in diameter by 200%.
It's moving towards the ship.
What do we have that's bigger than 240?
Nothing, sir.
Derek, do you hear me? Get out of there. I don't want an incident. Do you hear me, Stetter? Get out of there. Can you hear me, Stetter? You understand? Listen. This is the president. That's a warrant. You understand? Don't hit me. Out of there. Stetter, enter me. There's an ocean.
Back.
He's still pining for that two-time and slut. Forget about him, man. There are a million women out there.
I don't want a million women. Just want one. Perfect one.
Don't exist, Major.
Yeah, I know.
What?
J, Just found a picture of you.
Oh, how do I look?
Like shit.
Must be an old picture. Listen, you gotta bring me your hack for a 6-month overhaul.
Negative.
ASAP.
I don't need one.
Hey, you can get a new set next to you for 1,000 missions. I know how you drive.
Finger. I drive a cab now. Not a space fighter.
Okay, so tell me, how many points you got left on your license? Major, how many points?
At least 50.
You know what? You gotta learn how to lie better. See you tonight.
Welcome to paradise.
Welcome to Fluffin' Paradise. It's Ruby Rod, your main man. And I will tell you live and by the name of the winner of the Super Green Gemini Croquet Contest. The winner will go with me for 2 days. Fluffin' Paradise, go tune into Radio Cosmo.
You watch it all day, sweetie. You'll rot your brain.
Meal for a perfect world.
Cash. Been here long?
Yeah, long enough. Come on, give me the cash.
Is that a Z-140? Alleviated titanium. No charge assault model.
Yeah, yeah.
Good thing for me it's not loaded.
What do you mean it's not loaded?
Well, you have to push the little yellow button to load it. Take your time.
Oh, God.
You want me to... Okay. There you go.
Give me the gas!
That's a very dangerous gun.
You know,
maybe you better let me hang on to this one for you, huh? You don't mind, do you?
No.
You sure?
No. Take it. I don't need it!
Very nice hat.
You like it?
Green Edward, you are like it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome on board, Mr. Dallas.
Morning.
New level 10.
Well, it's a horrible nightmare.
Propulsion to X4. You have 5 points left on your license.
Thank you for reminding me.
Have a nice day.
You have 48 hours. That's the length of time it needs to adapt itself to our living conditions.
And then?
And then it will be too late. The goal of this thing is not to fight over money or power, but to exterminate life, all forms of life.
So what you're telling me, Father, there's nothing that can stop this.
There is only one thing. The Mundachiwan have in their possession the only weapon to defeat evil. 4 elements. Gathered around a fifth. Supreme being, the ultimate warrior, created to protect life. Together they produce what the ancients called the light of creation, able to bring life to the farthest reaches of the universe. But if evil stands there...
Then what?
Then light turns to dark, life to death, forever.
Sir, there's a Mundachiwan spaceship at the frontier requesting permission to enter our territory.
Give it permission to enter our territory with my warmest regards.
Thank you.
Permission to enter granted.
Showtime.
Mr. Zorn's office.
It's Arknot.
I'm so glad to hear you, Arknot.
The mission is accomplished. You'll have what you asked for in a few hours.
Good. I'll meet you at my factory.
The attack was launched by two unregistered warships.
Close all borders and declare a state of general alert.
Yes, sir.
Try to make contact with the Mao machines. We owe them an explanation.
Sir.
300 years of waiting for nothing.
Father, you should go home now and get some rest.
No. The Mondo Chiwan. I am their contact on Earth. They will come for me.
Father, this is government business now. I will keep you informed.
The rescue team has reported from the Mondo Chiwan crash site.
Any survivors?
Only one.
Is that what you call a survivor?
A few cells are still alive. It's more than I need.
You at least identified it?
We tried, but the computer went off the chart. You see, normal human beings have 40 DNA memo groups, which is more than enough for any species to perpetuate itself. This has 200,000 memo groups.
Sounds like a freak of nature to me.
Yeah. Can't wait to meet him.
You okay, General?
Over here.
Excuse me. Okay, General, I want to show you something here. This is a normal human DNA chain, okay? You, me, anybody, right? Watch this.
The compositional elements of his DNA chain are the same as ours. There's simply more of them, tightly packed with infinite genetic knowledge, almost like this being was engineered.
Is there any danger?
No. We put it through the cellular hygiene detector. The cell is, for lack of a better word, perfect.
Okay, go ahead. But Mr. Perfect better be polite, otherwise I'll turn him into cat food.
Activated. Processing.
Ten seconds to ultraviolet protection.
This is the last phase. The cells are bombarded by slightly greasy solar atoms, which forces the body to react to protect itself. That means growing skin.
Wonderful.
Reconstruction complete.
Remove the shield. Told you. Perfect.
Thermal bandages.
I'd like to take a few pictures. The archives.
Thank you.
What's she saying?
I don't know. Activate the phonic detector.
Is something solid?
Unbreakable.
Good.
If you want out, you're going to have to learn to develop those communication skills.
Survivors? You okay?
Menaloy, they tracked us at the end of the world, and they left the Ligunet. They spent over a Christmas fair, and they don't fear the Hamas, but they put kids in the handle. Suk, suk. Dopo metti in bacta, se non vuoi. simțit-o male, nepaleilă. Chico, am stat un drum, cam să nu-i dău. Cinta dindo scală, nela dindo, gela boom.
Boom, yeah, I understand boom.
Bada boom.
Big.
Big?
Yeah, big bada boom.
Big. Bada big boom. Big.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, big bada boom.
Bada boom.
Big. Boom, big bada boom. You know, you're lucky you're not dead.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Sorry, honey. Looks like this is your ride.
Open the door.
I'm
gonna do what they say. Sorry.
Left on my license, and I need that to get back to the garage or get the cab. A 6-month overhaul. You understand?
Can you please open the passenger door?
I can't.
I repeat, can you please open your passenger door?
Yeah,
sure. I know. Thank you for your cooperation.
Things are coming.
Emergency!
One point had been
removed from yes, your license. I know! On your license.
This is so stupid.
All units, assistant pursuit of yellow cab, level
10.
Unit 47, we're on the way.
As
soon as we finish lunch.
Two golden menus.
Thank you. I'm too old, too tired, and too hungry to go chasing some hot rod.
So much.
And I'm definitely too thirsty.
Look out!
Whoa. You got lucky. They don't chase you after a mile, they don't chase you. It's 2 miles. Hang on.
Nothing, he's got a scan block.
Means he's a car thief. Bless him.
Well, what you did to piss these guys off? They are really pissed off. Hold on!
We're safe for a while.
Just
soft? I'll play it soft. You want to play it hard? Let's play it hard.
Make it to the fog. We'll be all right.
We'll make the fog.
Expect us to find anything in this ship.
We're just gonna wait here for a little while until things quiet down, if you don't mind.
Hey.
Need a doctor. You'll be all right.
Cornelius.
What?
Priest.
Yes?
I'm looking for a priest.
The wedding's at one floor down, my son. Congratulations.
It's not my bride. She's my fare. She's looking for a priest named Vito Cornelius. The phone book said he lived here.
Yes, that's me, but I don't know who she is.
Nobody knows who she is. No file, no ID, nothing. She's got a tattoo on this arm here.
Tattoo?
Finger's gonna kill me.
Hey!
Wake up.
Who are you?
Brought the girl, remember? The redhead. She just dropped in on me. Started speaking this bizarre language.
It's not bizarre. It's the divine language, the ancient language.
Okay.
Spoken throughout the universe before time was time. He's a she.
You notice that, huh?
Yes.
Miracle, she's not dead.
We've not a moment to lose. Wake her up. But gently, because this woman is mankind's most precious possession. She is perfect.
Perfect.
Dignified.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. It was wrong to kiss you. But
he said, wake you up gently.
You're right. Yeah. You might remember me from the cab. Remember? Bada boom. Big bada boom.
Boom?
Boom. Big bada boom in the cab here. Look. Like, I drive a cab. This is me. Corbin Dallas. Corbin. You understand? Here. You take it. Go ahead. You can call me when you learn how to speak English. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Kidding. And you, what is your name?
You.
Corbin?
Illuminai la ketare bella mina chai. Ek patte se bat.
Good. That whole thing's your name, huh? Do you have a, shorter name?
Not you. Short.
Lilu.
Corbin. Lilu. Lilu. Corbin.
you sure she's a supreme being?
Absolutely sure.
Old friends.
Okay. Good. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Listen, do you think you could ask her if I could have the gun back, please?
What's your name?
Corbin Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas, for all your help. Thank you so much. You've been so kind, but now the girl needs some rest because she's been on a long trip.
Yes, I know. I was there when she landed.
Wait.
Listen, she said something that I didn't understand. Well, I didn't understand any of it, but what does ectogamut mean?
Never without my permission.
That's what I thought. Shouldn't have kissed her. Sorry, I forgot your food. That's some nice Thai food to apologize, huh? Yeah, hold on. What?
Hey, buddy, I'm waiting all day here.
Finger.
Where is the cab?
Car's running fine, burning like a kitten.
Fine? What fine? I know you, Dallas. Fine ain't in your vocabulary. Now, come on, you can tell your old buddy Finger what happened. What, you saved the planet?
Listen.
You think the Fender again. That's it, right? You think the goddamn Fender.
Finger. I was on my way over to see you, and a big fare fell on my lap. You know, one of these really big fares that you just can't resist.
Oh. How big?
Five, nine. Blue eyes, long legs, great skin. You know, perfect.
Uh-huh, I see. And this, perfect fare... She got a name.
Yeah. Lilu.
What's she doing?
Learning our history. The last 5,000 years that she's missed. Been asleep for quite a while, you know.
She's been through a lot, but we don't have much time.
Yes, you're right.
She can. Good. Yes, she can.
I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but the case with the stones, where is it?
Sanagamache bet. On Volette.
Stolen? Who in God's name would do such a thing?
Excuse me, sir. The council is worried about the economy heating up. They wondered if it'd be possible to fire 500,000. I thought maybe from one of the smaller companies where no one would notice. Like one of the cab companies.
Fire 1 million.
But 500,000... $1 million. Fine, sir. Sorry to have disturbed you.
Oh, it's for the Supreme, Oh, sorry. I didn't know your size, and I found you this makeup box, okay? Just put it like that.
Danko.
Yes, there was a man with a limp. Came here about a month ago asking questions about the stones. He said he was an art dealer.
Donald Anko.
What was his name? I'm so bad with names.
They really make her...
Perfect. I know.
Cornelius, except Kiba. Nimanetaba umdalat.
What does she say?
She says she knows exactly where they are.
My dear Agnot, how about those two little planes that you borrowed?
Agnot, is that you?
What an ugly face.
It doesn't suit you. Take it off. That's better. Never be ashamed of who you are.
You warriors, be proud. So what if the federal government scatters your people to the wind?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Your time for revenge
is at hand.
Voila,
the ZF-1. Slide. Handles adjustable for easy carrying. Good for riders and lefties. Strikes down on four parts, undetectable by X-ray. Ideal for quick, discreet interventions. A word on firepower. Titanium recharger. 3,000 round clip with bursts of 3 to 300. With the replay button, another Zorg invention, it's even easier. One shot. And replay sends every following shot to the same location. And to finish the job, all the Zorg oldies but goldies. Rocket launcher. Arrow launcher. With explosive poisonous gas head. Very practical. Our famous net launcher. The always efficient flamethrower. My favorite. And for the grand finale, the all-new Ice Cube system. Four full crates. Delivered right on time.
And what about you, my dear Adnan? Did you bring me what I asked you for?
Yes.
Magnificent.
This case is empty.
What do you mean, empty?
Empty. The opposite of full. This case is supposed to be full! Anyone care to explain?
The
Guardians gave the stones to someone that they could trust.
She's
supposed to contact this person in a hotel.
She's
looking for the address. Easy.
It's Planet Flossen in the Angel Constellation.
You're saved.
I'm screwed.
You asked for a case. We brought you a case.
A case with four stones in it! Not one or two or three, but four! Four stones! But what the hell am I supposed to do with an empty case?
We are warriors, not merchants.
But you can still count! Look, it's easy. Look at my fingers. Four stones. Four crates. Zero stones. Zero crates! Pack everything up. We're out of here.
We risked our lives. I believe a little compensation is in order.
Oh. So you are merchants after all. Leave me one crate. For the course.
Oh, that worries. Too narrow-minded, no subtlety. And worse, they fight for hopeless causes. Honor. Honor's killed millions of people, hasn't saved a single one. Tell you what I do like, though. A killer. A dyed-in-the-wool killer. Cold-blooded, clean, methodical, and thorough. Now, a real killer, when he picked up the ZF-1, would have immediately asked about the little red button on the bottom of the gun.
Bring me the priest.
I got it. Everything here we need to know about Flustin Paradise and a detailed blueprint of the entire hotel.
Good work, my son. Now, all we've got to do is find a way of getting there.
It's not going to be easy. There's a big charity ball on Flustin tomorrow. The flights are full for months, and with all the celebrities, the hotel will be guarded like a fortress.
But there must be a way of getting there. Yeah. Okay. Weddings?
Not really. Mr. Zorg would like to talk to you.
Mr. who?
Mr. Zorg.
Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg. It's nice to see you again, Father.
Ah, I remember you now. The so-called art dealer.
Well, I'm glad you got your memory back.
Because you're going to need it.
Where are the stones?
I don't know. And even if I did know, I wouldn't tell somebody like you.
Why? What's wrong with me?
I tried to save life. But you only seem to want to destroy it.
Oh, Father. You're so wrong. Let me explain.
Life, which you shall nobly serve, comes from destruction, disorder, and chaos. Now take this empty glass. Here it is, peaceful, serene, boring. But if it is destroyed, look at all these little things. So busy now. Notice how each one is useful. What a lovely ballet ensues, so full of form and color. Now, think about all those people that created them. Technicians, engineers, hundreds of people who will be able to feed their children tonight so those children can grow up big and strong and have little teeny-weeny children of their own and so on and so forth. Thus, adding to the great chain of life.
Water. Fruit.
You see, Father, by creating a little destruction...
A cherry.
I'm, in fact, encouraging life. In reality, you and I are in the same business. Cherish.
Where's the robot to pat you on the back? For the engineer. Are they children, maybe?
There, you see now how all your so-called power counts for absolutely nothing. How your entire empire of destruction comes crashing down, all because of one little cherry.
You saved my life, and in return I'll spare yours. For now.
You're a monster, Zork.
I know. Torture who you have to, the president, I don't care. Just bring me those stones. You have money.
Gobbling up all the communication satellites in the galaxy.
Why in the hell is it eating up all the satellites?
We're working on it, Mr. President.
I managed to contact the Mondo Chiwan. They deplore the incident, but they accept our apologies.
Hey, Miss Stones, did you find them in the wreckage?
Stones weren't aboard the ship.
What do you mean?
The Mondo Chiwan never fully trusted the human race. So they gave up the stones to someone they do trust. Her name is Pava Laguna. She's a diva. And she's going to sing at a charity ball in Flossin Paradise in a few hours. She has the stones with her.
The Mondo Chiwans have accepted her offer. All we have to do is send someone to get the stones.
Excellent. I want this operation to be discreet as possible. No troops, no big operation.
I want your best man to go undercover.
I have the perfect one.
You got a message?
Yeah.
And I can open it. Could be important.
Yeah. I think the last two I got were important. First one was from my wife, telling me she's leaving. Second one was from my lawyer, telling me he was leaving with my wife.
That is bad luck. But grandfather say it never rain every day. This is good news, guarantee. I bet you lunch.
Okay.
Come on. You are fired. Oh, I'm sorry.
least I won lunch.
Good philosophy. See good and bad. I like.
Hello.
Corbin, sweetheart. You got broken fingers? You can't punch my number?
Hi, Mom.
17 messages. And don't tell me your machine is broken again. Those things are good for 1,000 years.
Mr. Kim, you should go. This is going to take a minute.
You wouldn't even feed your wife with the cat or crow cat, who you obviously love more than me. But she didn't run me.
Goodbye, Mr. Dallas. Fortune for you.
Hard enough on me. Oh, Christ, I'll never be a grandmother.
Keep ready your good luck.
Yeah, sure.
Corbin, you know how my poor body's failing me. You have to take me on this trip.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, I get it. You want to make your only mother beg, is that it?
No, I don't want to make you beg. All I want is an explanation. Look, I just got in. I just smashed my cab. I lost my job. I got mugged. Besides that, everything's peachy. Thanks for asking. Now, will you just settle down and explain this to me calmly?
Oh, so you don't know you want a trip. So Floss in Paradise for two for 10 days. And I suppose you're just going to leave me on the lunar surface to freeze my ass off.
If I don't want a trip, I'd know about it. Somebody would have notified me.
Corbin, they've been blaring your name out on the radio for the last hour, you big ape.
I'll call you back. General Monroe, how nice to see you in the 5,000 block.
Nice apartment, Major. It's like you settled into a wonderful life. Heard you lost your job.
You heard that, huh? Well, I'll get another job.
Don't bother. We have one for you. Major Dallas, you've been selected for a mission of the utmost importance.
What mission?
Save the world. You'll leave immediately for Floston Paradise. Retrieve 4 stones from the Diva Plava Laguna and bring them back with the utmost discretion possible. Any questions?
Yeah, just one. Why me? I retired 6 months ago. You remember?
3 reasons. One, as a member of the Elite Special Forces Unit of the Federated Army, you are an expert in the use of all weapons and spacecraft needed for this mission. 2, of all the members of your unit, you're the most highly decorated.
The third one.
Of all the members of your unit, you're the only one left alive.
You checked your messages?
No, I've had enough good news for one day.
Might be important.
You're a winner!
You've won the annual Jiminy contest and a trip to Floss in Paradise for two. Here are your tickets.
You rigged the contest?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Didn't think of anything a little more discreet, huh?
Old tricks are the best tricks, eh? Major Iceberg will accompany you as your wife.
I am not going.
Why not?
Who is it?
Huh?
Who is it?
My wife.
You remarried?
Yes. No, I just met this girl, but I'm going to marry her. I love her, but she hates the military. She knows that the military ruined my last marriage, and she can't have anything to do with it. If she sees you guys here, she's going to kill me.
Major.
Look, just you got to hide somewhere. You got to help me. You just got to hide somewhere.
We'd love to help, but, I mean, there's only one door. Where can we hide?
Major, we don't have time for this.
It's just 1 minute. Please, you have no idea. How much you're helping me. No idea. No idea. I'm going to be happily married.
Major, what?
Major,
what?
Major!
What? The three of us won't fit in there.
Sure, you will.
No!
Major!
No, everyone.
I'm really sorry to have to resort to these methods, Mr. Wallace.
Dallas.
Dallas, but we heard about your good luck on the radio, and we need your tickets for Floston.
Is this the way priests usually take vacations?
Well, we're not going on a vacation, we're on a mission.
What kind of mission?
We have to save the world, my son.
You're going to save the world?
Yes.
What's down there? Right. Down there.
Yeah, come with me. Stay here for 1 minute, I promise.
This is a police control.
Don't touch anything.
This is
not an exercise. Can you please spread your legs and place your hands in the yellow circle?
What are you doing?
Save your ass so you can save the world.
I think this is a door. There's no name and no number.
Let's see it.
Sir, are you classified as human?
Negative. I am a meat popsicle.
I found him.
Mr. Calvin Dallas?
Sir, can you put your hands on the yellow circles, please?
Smoke you!
Wrong answer.
Okay, we got the guy. Wasn't easy, but we bagged him.
Thanks for the tip.
Glad to be out, my friend. The guy's just been arrested for uranium smuggling. Everything's going as planned. All I have to do now is go to the airport, take his place, and I'll be in Flossen in less than 4 hours.
Don't come back without the stones.
Dallas, we got him.
Perfect. Arcanit, take command. Go to Flossen and get the stones. If Zorg really wants them, he'll have to negotiate. Revenge is at hand.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I forgot about the auto wash.
There's an auto wash in that shower.
Auto wash,
in the shower.
You know, it's funny, I met you twice today. Both times, you ended up in my arms. It's my lucky day. Yeah. Did you hear something?
Cornelius.
Oh! Oh!
What the wash?
So sorry.
Me, John.
Sorry.
Want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
What the wash?
Coffee's not really my specialty. But you must drink a lot of coffee being a priest, huh?
I know, I'm not proud of what I did. I have no choice.
I'll take the mission. Lila Dallas.
Multipass.
Tobin David Dallas, perfect.
Denocolon? After the draw, I'm solo Denocolon.
No, I can't possibly be your husband. I'm too old. But David is in great shape. He'll protect you. Now, please, go to the dealer, collect the stones, and meet me at the temple. Now. Yes.
Okay.
Final call for Flossen Paradise on Pandy.
Last call for Flossen Paradise. Hurry up.
The tickets?
ID, please.
Okay. Sorry,
There.
Here? Or there?
Thank you.
Mr. Dallas?
Yeah.
Congratulations on winning the contest.
Right, okay.
Sorry for the mess.
The mess?
Garbage.
All right.
Ah, cha-cha hammer.
Woo! Made it! Ha! I was so afraid I wasn't going to make this flight, so I sent David here to come and pick up my boarding pass. But now David has to go.
Thank you.
Bye. I am Corbin Dallas.
And this is?
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Yeah. Multipass. Lila, Multipass. You know this Multipass. Lilu Dallas, my wife. We're newlyweds. Just met. Multipass. You know how it is. Bump into each other. Sparks multipass. Happen. Yeah, she knows it's a Multipass. Yeah, anyway, we're in love.
Honey, I know she's made to be strong. She's also so fragile, so human. You know what I mean?
You want some more?
Make that two.
Oh, David.
Where's Lilu?
She's on the plane with Mr. Dallas.
What? I'm sorry, Father. I didn't know what to do. I thought he was going to kill me.
This is not possible. This is impossible.
You want some more?
This is all my fault.
I am a servant. It is my mission. I should never have given it to you.
I know.
It's the key to the temple.
Oh, no.
Prepare for our arrival. I go to face my destiny. Yes.
I don't want to go to Egypt.
Thank you.
Dallas? Corbin Dallas?
Yeah, that's me.
Just a minute, please. It will take just one more minute.
We'll be right back.
Oh, Mr. Dallas. Oh, we really need you right now. Ruby Rod is broadcasting live, and he needs you for an interview.
Miss? Multipass.
Ten after that plan A flopped. Go to plan B.
Aliens' heads spread out. Back up in the Johnny Chin.
Ruby Rod, it's the biggest radio star, you know. It's a great honor to be on this talk show. He's so great.
Yes, I'm sure you're very excited, but I'm on my vacation. I don't want to be bothered. I prefer to remain anonymous.
Here he is, the one and only winner of the Gemini Crockett contest. This boy is fueled like fire. So start melting, ladies, because the boy is hotter than hot. He's hot, hot, hot. The right size, right build, right head, right on.
Right on, right on.
And he's got something to say to those 50 billion pair of ears out there. Pop it, D-Man.
Hi.
Unbelievable. Wither, ladies, wither. He's going to set the world on fire. Right here from 5 to 7, you know everything there is to know about that D-Man. His dream, his desires, his most intimates of intimates. And what I'm looking at, intimate is his stud muffin's middle name. So tell me, my man, you nervous in the circus?
Not really.
Freeze those knees, my knees. The term's in the place and he's on the case. Yesterday's frog will be tomorrow's prince of Frostown Paradise. A hotel of 1,001 follies, lollies, and lick 'em lollies. A magic fountain floor with non-stop wine, women, and... all night long.
All night long. All night.
Ooh. Start licking your steps, little girlies, because this guy's going to have you riding home to mama. Right here from 5 to 7, I'll be your voice, you know. And I'll be hot on the trail of the sexiest man in the year, D-Man. Yo, man.
End of transmission.
Okay, Ruby. See you tomorrow at 5.
How was it?
Why? Just excellent.
It was so great.
I was touched to the core, you know what I'm saying?
Green like what?
A crystal green.
Any kind of green, like
any green, like
green,
like tree green,
emerald green,
and blonde green.
Green was just like it.
Mmm! Mmm!
trouble, sweetheart? What was that?
It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop. So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a 2-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Can I talk to you for a second? I didn't come here to play Pumbaa on the radio. So tomorrow from 5 to 7, you're going to give yourself a hand. Green?
Oh, my God.
Dallas. Corbin Dallas.
That's me.
Listen, I only have one Corbin Dallas on my list, and he's already checked in, okay?
That's impossible. I am Corbin Dallas.
Sorry, sir. Boarding is finished.
Hey. Wait. Hey.
I need to talk to someone.
I don't believe this.
This is not an exercise. This is a police patrol.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Put your hands in the yellow circle.
It's been a mistake.
To make your flight as short as possible, our flight attendants are switching on the sleep regulator, which will regulate your sleeping during the flight.
Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, you speak English now?
Yep. I learned.
Good. Lila, we are not on vacation. I'm on a mission, a very important mission. I work for some very important people. If I hadn't come to get you, you would be in big trouble. Do you understand that? Do you understand big trouble?
Yes. You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Sweet dreams, Mr. Dallas.
Wait. Sleep regulator operative in zone 1, Captain.
Thank you. Zone 2, are you operative?
Zone 2.
Yeah, everything's ready, Captain.
Mr. Rod.
What?
You're going to have to assume your individual position.
I don't want one position, I want all positions.
Mr.
Parasites in landing gear.
Ground, you copy?
Got it. Front gear.
Plane.
What?
The real Dallas took my place. But don't stand.
Are you making fun of me?
Nah. Swear. I never felt this way before. We're human.
Really?
Yeah!
I've tried everything, so believe me, there's no other way of getting on this plane.
Ground is clear. Roger. Ready for liftoff? Confirmed.
No, please,
power pressure, prime. Protection, confirmed. Power increase, 10 seconds. I am a little disappointed. 5. And if there is one thing I do not like, 3, it is to be too disappointed. 1.
Sorry, sir. This will never happen again.
I know. Lift off. Landing gear secure.
Roger. Checklist for light speed.
sir. We're finally getting something.
It's sending radio wavelengths.
What does it want with radio waves?
Maybe he wants to make a call.
Zorg's office?
I told you, I do not want to be disturbed.
I know, you don't want to be disturbed, except if it's Mr. Shadow, and it's Mr. Shadow on the line.
Zorg here.
Am I disturbing you?
No. Just...
Where are you?
Not far now.
Good. Good, good.
How are the stones?
Fine. Just fine. I'll have to hear. I'll have to hear. The four stones that you asked for any time now, but it wasn't easy. My costs have tripled.
Money is of no importance. I want the stones.
But here, I'll see to it personally. We lost it.
We lost the signal.
Damn!
Paradise. The local time is 3:20 p.m. Our temperature is currently 85 degrees Fahrenheit. We do hope that you've enjoyed your flight for today and hope to see you again soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to paradise.
Sites and main ventilation.
Again?
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Ah! Have we arrived yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We have 12 swimming pools and 2 on the rooftop. All the restaurants are between level 2 and level 10. The planet Flustin has 400 beaches, all accessible until 5 p.m. Then the airship goes higher to offer you a better view with your dinner.
Is the diva here yet?
Not yet.
Are there any tickets left for this opera? I'm a really big fan.
You have a seat reserved, front row, next to Ruby Rod. He's so talented, don't you think? I just love him. He's so sexy. Well, anyway, he has your ticket for the show, and he'll be here in 20 minutes.
Do you know where I can get something to wear?
Enjoy your evening, Mr. Dallas.
Thank you. Hello?
You miserable bastard. I never should have pushed you out.
Huh?
I was in labor for days, and this is how you repay me? I should have just gotten a robot.
Come on, Mom.
Don't come on, Mommy. I should be there, not you. I need a hand. I need a cocktail.
Is that...
Hello, Mr. Steve. I am Fog. Welcome to the, I am, security. I am, welcome to the...
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
What's your name?
Miss Plata Laguna wants you to know how glad she is that you're here. She'll give you what you've come to get after the concert. Stay here.
You are listening to Radio Cosmos, and it is now 5 p.m.
Helm to 108.
Yes, sir.
Helm 108!
Helm to 108.
Time to join Ruby Rod and Corbin Dallas, the lucky winner of the Gemini Croquette Contest, coming at you live from Boston.
Paradise! Ruby Rod at your service for 2 hours with Lucky Corbin and the manager of the Soup of Green Hotel and Miss Gemini Quack in person at 8,000 other luxes here to enjoy the privilege of the unique concert of Miss Plata Laguna. The beautiful concert hall, all the universe, a perfect replica of the old opera house. But who cares? To my right, a row of ministers, more sinister than ministers. To my left, Baby Ray, star, stage, screen. He's not going to get much out of this concert because he's stoned up.
So who?
And here we have Roy Von Baker, king of laser ball. And here the emperor of Soda Japan, his lovely daughter. She recently confessed to me. By the way, I have a recording of her talented voice. I play the rest of the song after the concert because right now it's time for Carmen to say the word of the day. So tell me, my man, you were happy here in the gig world?
I find it boring, really.
Thrill.
And now, step in! Commercial!
Break for 30 seconds.
Ship in trouble, requesting permission to dock for repairs.
Put him in the docking garage, inform security.
Stop.
Permission granted for 1 hour.
More than I need.
Oh, Jenna.
I'll take it.
Little lady, thank you for doing all dirty work. I couldn't have done a better job myself. And hope this stops.
Thank you.
I know this music. Let's change the beat.
Sent me to help you. Just stay calm.
Somebody hear this? Come and get me. I'm in the first row.
You must give her the stones.
Who?
The fifth element. The supreme being sent to Earth to save the universe.
Leo?
Yes. But she's more fragile than she seems. She needs your help. And your love. She will die.
No, stay with me.
If you want something done, do it yourself.
You can't die. Come on. Listen to me. Wake up. Where are the stones?
What?
The stones. Where are the stones?
The stones.
We're not here. The stones, where are they?
In me.
One minute. Just give me a minute.
Hey, you. I said you.
I'm not with him.
Where's the other?
One minute. Ruby, hold this gun.
What?
Hold this gun.
What do you want me to do?
Come on, put your hand on
it. Oh, my God.
Put your hand on it. Got it? Hold it.
What would I do?
If you move, squeeze the trigger.
I don't feel right, Kobe.
Coming, this ain't
me.
Ruby.
Sorry. Things will be okay. Oh my God, coming. Another one coming. Oh shit, three coming, coming. Three.
Listen, you guard this with your life or you're gonna look like this guy right here. Green?
Green.
What green?
Somewhere.
Is that your idea of a discreet operation?
Don't worry, sir. I know my man. He'll calm things down.
Go and try to see if I can see something a little closer.
Yes! The gun, yes! Thanks, Ray.
Don't shoot! I'm not armed! That's the wrong guy! Don't shoot! I'm not armed!
Oh, my God.
I'm on vacation. Don't shoot me, please. I'm on a vacation. I want a contest. Gemini croquettes to Lost in Paradise.
Wait a minute.
Get down!
I think he's trying to say something to me.
Get down!
Don't move.
What you doing?
Count to 10. What?
Without a bomb!
You set up a camp!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Five on the right. Four on the right. Two on the left.
We need to find the leader. Mangalores won't fight without the leader.
One more job. We'll start getting hostages.
That's the leader.
Send someone to negotiate.
I've never negotiated.
You mind if I try?
No, sure.
We're sending somebody in to negotiate! Anybody else want to negotiate?
Where did he learn to negotiate like that?
I wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ruby Rod, still alive. Ah! Both of you!
Next level.
Wow! Zoom! Corbin, I realize that you must be pretty mad at me, but I want you to know that I am fighting for a noble cause.
Yes, you're trying to save the world. I remember. Right now, I'm trying to save Lulu, Father.
Lulu's in trouble?
When is Lulu not in trouble? There. Where is that?
That's the Diva Suite.
Lulu!
All these numbers.
No. Because if he builds a bomb, the alarms will go off because all these hotels have bomb detectors. Right?
This is a Type A alert. For security reasons, the hotel must be evacuated. Please proceed calmly to the
lobby
to locate the hotel hallway.
Oh, no.
You should hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now 7 p.m. Time for the news. See you tomorrow for another adventure.
End of transmission.
That's the best show I ever did.
Mr. President, Major Dallas has the five elements on board, and the priest is guiding them directly to the temple.
We're safe.
Said that I should take care of you.
Your intent was so strange.
What do you mean?
Everything you create is used to destroy.
Yeah. We call it human nature. You learn about that on your screen.
I'm not finished yet. I'm to V.
V is good. Some very good words in V. Valiant, vulnerable, very beautiful.
Hey!
Oh, of course, Monroe!
Mr. President.
Jeff, now what?
We have a problem.
What do you mean it's advancing?
It's not only advancing, it's moving at incredible speed. We're having trouble following it.
And do you have any idea where it's heading?
Corbin, there's a general on the phone.
I'll give you to the president. Major Dallas, I first would like to salute a warrior. You're a shining example of this army's might.
Mr. President.
In name of the Federation and the territory.
Any idea when you're going to be getting to the point?
Okay. There's a ball of fire 1,200 miles in diameter heading straight for Earth. And we have no idea how to stop it. That's the problem.
How much time do we have?
If its speed remains constant, in an hour and 57 minutes.
I'll call you back in 2 hours.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Just landed in the desert.
Good job, David.
Put her in the center.
Where?
You got it figured out, Will?
This one should be fine.
You don't know how all this works?
Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically?
No, that the four stones should go around. The fifth element should be in the middle. And then the weapon against evil should work.
You've never seen this work before, have you?
No.
The weapon has a man. Sure, this has one too. That's it. Match up the symbols. Go!
Wind.
Huh? Amen.
You in the DJ business.
Fire.
So what happens now?
So now we have to open them.
And you know how to do that, right?
Theoretically. No.
Leo, wake up, buddy. Wake up. You have to help us. Leo, how do you open these stones? Open these stones.
Leo.
What does it mean?
I think that, maybe it's a charade.
What?
A game or something.
We don't get these stones open in 5 minutes, we're all dead.
Dead?
Yes.
Dead.
Lost contact with him. 3 minutes.
I think mine is broken. Well, I gotta get the broke one.
We're never gonna make it. Corbin, it moved.
What'd you do? Show me what you did.
Nothing.
Show me what you did.
Shut up.
Calm down. You show me what you did. Take me to a step.
All right, step. All right. I was just standing here like this. Okay, and I put my hands on the top like this. And I said, we're not going to make it.
Come on, honey.
Wind. You said wind. Wind blows. Everyone, take a stone. Water for water, fire for fire, earth for earth. Go now.
Earth. Open the other way.
Okay.
Wake up! It's time for you to work now.
Protect life.
No. Lelou, listen to me. Listen. I know you're very tired. I'll take you on a vacation when we're done. I swear, a real vacation. Just you and me. But listen to me. If you don't do something right now, we're all going to die. You understand?
It's the use of saving life when you see what you do with it.
It'll be entering the atmosphere in 40 seconds.
Lelou, you're right, but there are some things, very nice things worth saving, some beautiful things.
Like love.
Yes, love, that's good, that's a good example, like love is worth saving.
I don't know love. I was built to protect, not to love. There's no use for me.
No, you're wrong. I need you. I need you very much.
Why?
Because.
Tell her, Corlin.
Please, don't you need me?
Because I love you.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Seems to have stopped at 62 miles from impact.
Yes! What's wrong with you? Just clean it up! Every 5 minutes there's something, a bomb or something! I'm leaving!
Ha 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 ha!
Mr. President, let me introduce you to Professor McTilbury, who runs the center.
It's an honor to receive you, Mr. President.
Yes, where are my two heroes?
Oh, well, they were so tired from their ordeal, we put them in the reactor this morning.
I have 19 more meetings after this one, Professor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me see if they're revived.
Thank you.
We go live in 1 minute, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready. They need 5 more minutes.
You have 20 seconds.
No, ma'am. No, I tried. No, ma'am.
Who's that?
Some woman. Claims to be Corbin's mother.
Well, keep it here. Mrs. Dallas, this is the president. On behalf of the Federation, I would like to thank you.
Oh, please. That doesn't even sound like him. The president's an idiot, and you don't sound like an idiot. If you don't want to talk to your mother, just avoid me like usual, huh? I'll just throw myself in traffic. I'll just saran wrap myself in the bed and pretend that child is stuck with me.